Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Sterigenics is now responding to an order that the company shut down its Cobb County industrial plant. In a statement released Wednesday afternoon, company officials said they're working with the county, but warned any delay in operations puts patients at risk. The plant in Smyrna sterilizes medical equipment. Yesterday, county leaders ordered the plant to stop all construction and sterilization activity. That's after public outcry over the company's use of a carcinogenic gas in its cleaning process. Cobb County says a third-party technical expert will be hired to review the site before it can reopen. A Georgia law enforcement officer has filed a federal lawsuit, as GPB's Grant Blankenship reports. She wants her employer to cover gender reassignment health care.
Surgery is the next step in Houston County Sheriff's Deputy Anna Lang's transition, and her employer-provided insurance carrier has said that should be covered. Houston County disagrees, and since the county's denial of coverage, Lang says she's paid tens of thousands of dollars out of pocket for treatment her doctors say is medically necessary.
Like many transgender people, I have a medical condition known as gender dysphoria. The only way to cure gender dysphoria, in my case, is to medically transition.
Lang's legal team is the same which recently moved the Board of Regents of the University System of Georgia to change course on ensuring their employees in need of transgender-related health care. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
Despite a statewide trend of counties closing polling locations, one in Metro Atlanta is adding them for next year's presidential election. From Forsyth County, GPB Stephen Fowler explains why.
Forsyth is adding five polling places to keep up with explosive population growth and increasing voter turnout. Elections Director Mandy Smith told the Elections Board she does not have an exact estimate of how many registered voters the county will have by November 2020.
I think you can look at the statistics, though, and see that we are not plateauing at all. We are not slowing down at all.
Forsyth's voter rolls have seen a 60% increase since 2010. Since 2012, more than a third of Georgia's 159 counties have closed polling places. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Cumming.
I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.